Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
The NBA playoffs rolled on over the weekend, and boy, we got some panic in the streets. How weird is it that we're entering an NBA second round, and look, we only have one series that is wrapped up, but we are staring down the barrel of KD has already been eliminated.
Mm-hmm.
LeBron is on the brink of being eliminated.
Uh-huh.
Giannis is on the brink of not even playing in these playoffs at all. Curry never played in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. And then you also have got Joel Embiid in the 76ers, an early exit from the postseason once again, as they now stare down a 3-1 hole, and Embiid looks tired.
Same with Jimmy and Bam.
Yeah.
In Miami.
Yeah, Miami too. Well, they're 2-1. They are way behind. I can't believe that they only have game four tonight.
Dun, 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 dun.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, the Pelicans and Thunder, obviously, they have game four as well, but
yeah,
that's broom time.
Yeah, if we could see another sweep in two sweeps, which is not unusual for the first round, having a couple of sweeps.
No, and again, you're looking at the number one seed here, and you're looking at the number, technically like 1.5 seed with Minnesota, because everybody ended up within a game of each other. Like, it's good teams. Good teams getting brooms out. Like, that's what happens.
Are we seeing more stars emerging, though? Because I think that's been the most fun part about the playoffs so far. Is we're seeing stars emerging, or are we seeing more stars running into roadblocks and maybe coming to an end, a la Curry and the Warriors, LeBron and the Lakers, and the way that this first round has played out? Because you have Jalen Brunson yesterday going for 47 points, a New York Knicks playoff record, which I absolutely loved what he said and his reaction after the game to setting the franchise's record for playoff points.
I look back when I retire. Seriously, it's great right now. Helped us get a win, but it's not going to do anything for us going forward.
If there's a star to play for Tom Thibodeau, that's it.
I get what you're saying. I don't necessarily like that, and it's something that Dame struggled with. He's talked about how he just hasn't been able to, throughout his whole career, to really like appreciate moments when they happened. And now that he's older, I've talked to him about this, and he's been like, I wish I could have. Like, I wish I would have been able to enjoy things in the moment, because as I'm getting older, I'm noticing things that are gone. Like, that moment's gone. You can't go back and live in that moment. You can't go enjoy that moment. Like, I get what you're saying.
But that's sports, though, is that you can't take that moment for more than what it is, which is 47 helped you win a playoff game, got you one step closer to eliminating the 76ers, because if you enjoy that moment for too much and too long, then it is gone. You celebrate and you take in these moments after you win the ultimate prize, which is the title, because every single one of these guys, as the competitors that they are, your ultimate goal is playing in June, having a parade in late June.
And the thing is, though, if you don't enjoy those moments and you never get to win a title, then what?
Yeah.
And that's that's the thing. It's like, that was one thing I always appreciated Dame for, was that as he got older especially, there was this realization that there is more than just winning a title. Because we've kind of devalued sports to, if you're not winning a title, it's nothing. It's like, no, it's not nothing. But to your point,
fans have devalued that.
And I think it's important for players to recognize that.
Yeah.
It's like, it's okay to like celebrate. You were incredible that night. That's a fun thing to do.
Yeah.
And I thought Anthony Edwards did that really well with the Timberwolves, as far as like, Kevin Durant's my favorite player of all time. That's my guy. Like, so for me to like go out there and hand him that L, yeah. Yeah, I loved it. It was fun.
And there's a difference between doing that after you eliminate him. Well,
he did that after game two.
Then taking it after you sit there and you go game to game and living in that moment. Like, you have, like, having that narrow focus, there is something to it.
Yeah.
Like, there is something to getting over the hump into that place.
But he said that again, going into game two. Like, it was after game one when they had that stare down. They had the little, you know, the meme that came out of that. But
then also, you get the Timberwolves who celebrate winning the play-in. And it was like, what are you guys doing?
Here's an insane thing, talking about as it pertains to Minnesota. That is the first sweep in Minnesota sports history of their professional teams. All of them, including the Minnesota Lakers. That's the Twins. That's the North Stars. That's the Wild. That's the Timberwolves. All of them.
Been a pretty miserable sports city for a while. I mean, Twins were good in the late 80s, early 90s.
But I mean, like, one sweep, that is the first sweep they've ever had. It's not like they haven't had teams there.
Yeah.
And it's not like they haven't had teams that have played, you know, played series.
For a long time.
And I was like, oh my, that's the Minnesota Timberwolves' third playoff series win.
Yeah, I saw something that, like, Ant Edwards was, like, seven? The last time they advanced to the conference semifinals, is that right?
Yeah.
It was a long time.
It's the first time the Phoenix Suns have been swept since the Portland Trailblazers did it to them in 99.
Okay. That is a long time.
Yeah.
I mean, goodness gracious.
But to your point of what you started the segment by asking was, are there more old stars fading or more new stars growing? If the NBA's smart, it's more new stars growing. Because they have got to let go. Because as you talked about, LeBron's on his way out. KD's on his way out. Or KD's out. Booker, who's a prime guy, is, you know, out of the playoffs. Jimmy, what, 35 years old. He's on his way out. Steph's already out. And yet, what is being marketed right now? You still see LeBron, Steph, KD. Now, I'm not saying I want to see one single more What a Pro Wants commercial.
Oh. Hey. I am glad everybody else is catching on. I was on this weeks ago. I said 2 weeks ago. I was done with it during the NCAA tournament. And it is now to the point where everybody has turned on What a Pro Wants.
No, they haven't. They're starting to turn on the Thunder.
Because
like, they're
of
the
it?
Fun little team. It's like, no, you're not the fun little team anymore because this commercial sucks.
Yeah, now I hate you.
Yes, and there's been a lot of that going on. But I think this is a turning
point. Oh, I'm sorry.
Point.
Last time the Minnesota Timberwolves won a playoff series, Anthony Edwards was two. Three. He was 3 years old.
Gobble up all of the
It
suck.
Was the 2003-2004 season when they lost in the conference
Good
finals.
God.
He was born.
I'm sorry, he's 22.
He was born in 2001.
No.
And it was 2004, the last time they won a playoff series.
God, I thought it was later than that. I thought they won right before Garnett.
No. 2003-2004, and then they lost their next. They went from 04. Their next playoff appearance was in 2017-18 season, where they lost in the first round, and then 21-22 lost in the first round.
Jeez.
Last year, lost in the first round, and now they got over the hump and they got to the playoffs and won a series. Swept the Phoenix Suns.
And the other thing, I mean, there's so many things we can talk about coming out of this, but Cat actually not sucking in an elimination game was mind-blowing. Anthony Edwards taking a mantle as maybe a top 10, not even maybe, a top 10 player in the NBA.
No doubt about it anymore.
I mean,
selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's amazing, too. Everybody's like, new face of the league, Anthony Edwards. Was it 4 months ago we had send a video?
Yeah.
Was a major story that it...
He will not be the face of the league.
Zoop.
It will be Victor Wembanyama.
Nobody is talking about right now. It's like, boy, the news cycle really churned that one out really fast.
The league will not put him as the featured guy because it's not just send the video. It's the IG posts, the homophobic IG posts. Like,
yep.
He has a sordid past, and he's only been in the league a couple years. Like, they are not risking Ja Morant 2.0.
No, and that's going to be the problem with kind of these young stars of the league, because it's not just Anthony Edwards. You also have Shai Gilgeous-Alexander has on a bigger stage, a grand stage, has popped for the Oklahoma City Thunder. I think he's averaging, 28 per game in this series so far. You have Jalen Brunson, who is taking New York by storm, and the way that he has been able to put the Knicks on his back and get the Knicks to one game from eliminating Joel Embiid and the Philadelphia 76ers. You got Tyrese Halliburton, who may not be the scoring threat, but watching him play, you sit there and you're saying, this is a star player that we are watching play against the Milwaukee Bucks up and down the floor. And next year, it's going to be name recognition to go along with hopefully a healthy Tyrese Halliburton as well.
You've got so many guys that are popping now that the league can't not go down this path. They can't. Otherwise, they're ruining what they're building.
Which is?
The transition. This is the post-LeBron transition.
That's what you have to get used to, life after LeBron,
Steph
and KD.
Yeah.
And this was like going to be back to Jordan in that vacuum of no stars.
Till LeBron came
along. The league kind of went, and albeit it was only a couple of years, but a few years. But remember what happened in those few years. That was David Stern, the dress code. It was
Kobe came along, and then he had Colorado.
And then Colorado happened.
And it was like, okay, we're going to move on. LeBron, come on down.
And look, Kobe is a great example of why they're not going to prop up Anthony Edwards right now. His game, it fits that profile of being 100%. The next star of the league. When you watch him play, you're like, that dude can take over a game.
Ruthless.
He's fun to watch. He is fun to listen to after games, too, in interviews. And you see his interaction with his teammates. And they all love him, right? But you can't ignore the other things when you're talking about
the corporate of it all,
the high profile nature of being a face of a league, or not just being the face of the league, a face of the league.
You're looking at Wemby, probably Shai. Who that next guy is, I don't know, because the league's going to make sure that they're clean.
You have to,
because they're just not going to jaw Zion, because that's the thing, is they got burned not only by Kobe in that period, but recently, John Zion. Those were two American-born stars that you were going to prop up, and now they're just like, maybe we do need to go the international path.
Well, you also have to think, you've got to have one in a bigger market, too. And that's where you go, Could it be the, and then you have an unwilling participant for the face of a league or one of them in Jalen Brunson? His game is amazing. He plays in New York, but is it sexy enough to be, we are going to prop him up? And does he have the personality to go along with it? I love Jalen Brunson, but he's got edge to him.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a sharp edge that he has. On the flip side of this, we have guys that are, their teams are fading out, and they're fading really quickly. And there is a lot of reason for panic in a lot of these quote-unquote super teams that we've been seeing.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.